to Hero Talk with Alex and Trev.
I'm Talex.
And I'm Trev. And today we have a special guest. Princess Faye.
And we're doing the movie, The Lion King. Okay. Okay, Trev. You have a joke?
Yes. Why doesn't Timon like math? Because it's algorithm.
What?
Because it's like the standard algorithm and it's out of rhythm, basically. Because you just...
I don't know about that one. Okay. I got one. So, what do you call royalty that can't tell the truth? The Lion King.
I got a joke.
Okay, so you got a joke, Princess Bay?
Yes.
All right.
How do mountains see?
I don't know.
They peak.
Okay. Okay, so Trev, what's some of your favorite, or what's one of your favorite lines from the movie?
What's the motto? I don't know. What's the motto with you?
That's a pretty good one. Princess Bay, what's one of your favorite lines?
I like Scar.
No, not favorite lions. Favorite lines. Like, what did they say?
I like Princess. No, Dad.
That was kind of sad. That was a good line, but that was really, really sad, wasn't it? Now, let me think. I always like the line, when it comes to brute strength, you've got the lion's share. But when it comes to... I messed that one up. Yes, I got it. So, when it comes to brute strength, you've got the lion's share. But I'm afraid I'm at the shallow end of the gene pool.
So, for this part of the podcast, I thought we should change it up to MVL, Most Valuable Lion.
Okay.
So, I think the most valuable lion would be Sarabi.
Okay, why is that?
Because... Actually, let me correct that. Lioness. She's
okay. Okay, fair enough.
I choose Sarabi because she just wouldn't take Scar's orders. She'd make sure that they had at least a decent amount of food, and that the lioness didn't go off and attack Scar.
Okay, smart plays. Good job. I like it. So, Princess Bay, who do you think is the MVP?
The dad, because he's the strongest, and he is brave.
Yeah, Mufasa is rather strong and brave. Now, I know y'all went with the MVLs, the most valuable lions, and I understand that. Y'all have some great choices, but the real MV animal here today is the MVP, most valuable Pumbaa. Because if it wasn't for Pumbaa and his bowling for buzzards, Simba would have been buzzard food. And we wouldn't have had no second half to the movie. So, good looking out, Pumbaa. Alright, so normally we do costumes, like best costumes and stuff like that. But since nobody wearing clothes in this movie, we're just going to have to go with best design. So, who do you think had the best design in the movie? Princess Bay.
I think when the baby got threw up in the air, I think he was the special.
And so he looked real cute and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Trev, what about you?
I'd say Rafiki.
Oh yeah, Rafiki's design was really nice and everything like that. I think I liked Zazu's design a lot. It was really good. It was really good. Okay, Trev, so what's your favorite setting in the movie?
My favorite setting would be where Timon and Pumbaa took Simba when he was a kid.
Okay, so that was like the... It was like, I don't know what it's called. I don't think they ever gave it a place, but it was like the place that had all the grass and the water and all that, waterfalls and stuff like that. That's a strong one. That's a strong one. What about you, Princess Bay?
My favorite place is where she was walking in the desert.
Ah, that was a pretty cool place, but it would be hot out there, wouldn't it?
No.
Yes, it was.
It's a movie, so he can't be hot.
Oh, yes, he can be hot. You see the heat coming off those, off that cracked dirt. But still, that's a pretty cool place. I like the way that was designed and everything. That was pretty cool. I think I like Pride Rock the most just because you were able to see everywhere else in the kingdom from being up on Pride Rock. So you were able to kind of see all the land and survey everywhere. And it was a nice area. They had a little bit of vegetation and stuff, so it wasn't so bad. Well, it wasn't so bad until towards the end of the movie. Okay, guys, so what's your favorite scene?
My favorite scene is where they meet up with Pumbaa and that other guy.
Where he meets Pumbaa and Timon?
Yeah.
Out in the desert?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a pretty good one. Trev, what about you?
My favorite scene was when Timon started speaking French. That just gave me the idea of something that we will cover in fun facts.
Okay, so my favorite scene, I had a couple of favorite scenes, but I think my absolute favorite scenes. Nope, I got one. One in particular I'll use because I had like three, but I'm picking one. One of them is when they're in the elephant graveyard and the hyenas are chasing after them and everything like that. And Simba roars at them. And they're like, oh, what's that? Do it again. Because they're teasing them. And so then he does it again. And then it's like Mufasa's roar. And then they're like, wait a second, what is that? And then Mufasa comes through wreaking havoc. Oh, yeah, that was an awesome scene. All right, time for something that doesn't make any sense. Now, what doesn't make sense to you in this movie?
How does Timon know how to speak French?
I do not know.
See?
I do not know. Thing that doesn't make sense to me is how or why are Timon and Pumbaa even walking through the desert in the first place? It ain't no food out there. They live in an oasis with all this water, all these worms, all these grubs and everything, and they're just randomly walking through the desert.
Well, they said they could live wherever they wanted to.
Yeah, but that sounds like a dumb idea. Okay. That doesn't make no sense. All right, so what's something funny from the movie that you thought was interesting?
When Pumbaa said, I always thought that they were huge flaming balls of gas in the sky.
Yeah, that's always funny because that's actually true. That's literally what they are, huge flaming balls of gas in the sky. What I thought was funny was Timon's insistence of that he's the smartest person in the group when Pumbaa comes up with a lot of good ideas. It's just like, give Pumbaa some credit. He has some good ideas now. All right, Trev, so what's something that you thought was smart in the movie?
When, like you said, when Pumbaa said something smart, Timon would cancel it out and then make it his own.
I think it was smart to have Rafiki be perceptive in a different way. Like, it wasn't so cartoony. He was able to kind of, like, understand that Simba was still around and there were ways to get things done, but I still don't know how he got out there. Like, how you know where to go to? Did he have a GPS? I don't think so. Something don't add up. That should have went to the no make didn't make no sense segment. All right, time for the meat and potatoes. Very simple. What, actually, this is the debate topic for the day. Was Scar right?
I want to say he. That's hard. And there's two ways that this can go.
Mm-hmm.
In my way or your way.
Okay, so which way is your way?
I don't know, because he was right in some. He was right in some perspectives, but also wrong.
Okay, in which way was he right?
Because he was helping the hyenas, like he said he would, but at the same time, he just killed his own brother for the throne.
So do we think that his goal was noble, but his methods were underhanded? Okay, that's pretty good. I don't disagree. Well, nope, I disagree. I don't think his goals were noble, so maybe we used the wrong word there. Maybe his goals ended up being a good thing in the end if executed right. I think that overall, they had better diplomacy, and I think that we can look at this so far as like just with regular life nowadays. If we push people out and say, okay, y'all the other people, we don't care about y'all. Y'all go live in the elephant graveyard. Y'all can't come to our lands and stuff like that. Then we are creating a situation where you have outcasts that want to come in and do that because you've treated them so badly, then they're going to be mad whenever they get the opportunity to do anything like that. And that's not always what happens, but sometimes that's what you do when you treat people like they're outsiders. They're going to act as if they're outsiders. And so, in a way, Scar was right by bringing everybody together, but I think he really only brought the hyenas together because that was who he was using as a tool, not so much as to bring them in and try to help them out. And I also think that it doesn't make sense that a hyena could never get full. Come on now. Your belly has a limit. You're going to get full. And so, if you regulated the situation, if you helped out, okay, y'all can hunt this many zebra, this many gazelles, this many whatevers, and spread the wealth around, then everybody will be able to eat, everybody will be able to chill and have fun instead of the hyenas still plotting and scheming to come back again whenever they have another chance. So I guess this debate really wasn't a debate because we kind of agreed.
Yeah.
Okay, so I wanted to talk about just like a couple of threads, or in particular one thread that I found that was very interesting throughout the movie. And I think that the thread of being able to say that things change, but that doesn't always mean that it's good or bad. You see, throughout the movie, people's roles changed as they got older and they had different things kind of happen and different things kind of came along. But it was okay because within those threads changing and stuff like that, people were able to adapt to new roles and stuff like that. So they were able to become new people, like the queen was be able to become the matriarch, or Nala was able to become, you know, the queen. Simba became the king. Scar became hyena food. Like, you change the roles of people throughout the movie, and it's okay to do that. It's okay to grow up, and it's okay for things to change, because in the end, everything will be okay so long as everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing.
This kind of goes back a few segments, but shouldn't he have already been a king?
Yeah, he was immediately the king as soon as Mufasa died. Are you talking about Simba?
Yeah,
he was immediately the king as soon as Mufasa died, but Scar made him leave. That's why Scar made him leave, and they tried to kill him because he knew that if Simba was still there, he was just going to be the king, and so you had to get rid of both of them. He was hoping that Simba would have got ran over as well as Mufasa at the same time, but it didn't happen like that. Mufasa, you know, we got to give Mufasa his props on that one. He went into a stampede and got Simba up out of there. And to be honest with you, had he just stayed down there in one of the lower little ledges areas, he would have survived too. Only because he went to the top and tried to get help from Scar was the reason he died. Okay, Trev, so any upgrades that you feel that this movie needs?
Well, it was kind of before Timon and Pumbaa showed up.
So you think they should have been in more of the movie?
Yeah, because before that it was
Okay, so yes. I think that what could have been better is that the movie could have had better emotional displays. Like, it's, I think that the animals, the settings, all that stuff was beautiful. Like, it was amazing artwork. But looking at the animals talk and it just be a regular blank animal face, you don't really get the emotions. It's just that you have to guess. And the voice actors, I think, did a good job for what they were doing. But at the very same time, it was just like, it doesn't come across as vibrantly. You don't feel it in the same way. So I think that that could have been a major upgrade had they been more emotional or more emotive or being able to kind of like express their emotions on their faces at the very least.
Now it's time for Rate It or Hate It. So, one out of 10 delicious bugs, what would you give it?
A 10 out of 1.
A 10 out of 1?
So you would give it a 10? So you say it's a great movie? Okay.
But it was kind of scary.
It happens. That's all right. That's okay. That's a lot of people thought it was scary or sad at different parts, and so that's perfectly fine. That's a good assessment. What about you, Trev?
For me, I'd say I'd give it a 5.
A 5 out of 10?
Yeah, because when people recreate movies, they don't go with the series because there's a Lion King 2 and there's a 1.5. So I kind of think if they'd actually continue with sort of the same way, like live action, then it would be a lot better because they recently started to remake movies that they did in live action. So now I just think they should go with the series.
Okay, so our ratings have been kind of all over the place with this one. You got a 10, you got a 5. I'm giving it a 3.5 out of 10. And the reason for this is a 3.5 is strictly off the animation and the voice acting. Now, some of the voice acting, I think, didn't come across quite as well because I don't think that, like I said, you're not showing that emotion, and so it's not really coming across as well. You're not feeling those same beats as you felt in a different movie or whatnot. But also, it's just, it wasn't anything added to make it seem more realistic or make it seem more fun or make it seem a little bit different. Like, we look at the Aladdin remake, like, that remake was good and it added a couple of things in and it took it in a different direction in which you weren't always expecting everything to happen in the same way. And they could have done that with this, but I think that they were really scared about trying to change stuff, but they also changed it a lot in the wrong direction. And so it was really kind of meh. Like, I like some of the songs added to it. Those were good. But it's just, no, that was a strike. All right, time for fun facts. What you got, Trail?
So, if some of you didn't know, we recently did a podcast on Spider-Man. And so the person who played Happy Hogan was also the director of this movie.
Yeah, Jon Favreau. Good job on that one. Okay, so another fun fact is that the person that is playing, well, I'm pretty sure you know all of them. Oh, well, we'll go with this one. James Earl Jones, the person who played Mufasa in the original, also played Mufasa in this one. So, great job on that one. And also, if we're going to do royalty links, James Earl Jones and the lady that played Sarabi, and I can't think of her name right off the top of my head, and I'm upset at myself, but they've played King and Queen in multiple roles, i.e. Coming to America and Lion King. So, that was an awesome one. All right, so you said you had one more fact.
Yes. The person who played Timon is also the person who played, I forgot, maybe he played in Beauty and the Beast
Lemire. Not, is it?
Lumiere.
Lumiere. I was going to say, I knew it was a little bit. Lumiere. Yes. Yes. Okay, so far as news, we know it's been a long time since we came at you with a podcast, but school, work, sports, they take time up, so we weren't able to kind of get as much free time as we wanted to, but we got some stuff coming up. We wanted to do a special mini-sode possibly tomorrow, maybe next week, on the exit of Spider-Man from Marvel Cinematic Universe. We're going to talk about some stuff like that, but we're not gone. Podcast hadn't broken up. We hadn't gotten into a fight in which we set a house on fire. None of that stuff happened. Nevertheless, glad that you're here. Glad that you're back. We're ready to have some more fun. If you would like to hit us up in Gmail, hit us up at herotalktt@gmail.com. Hit us up on Twitter at herotalk1, herotalk, the number one on Twitter, or hit us up on our Instagram at herotalktt. We're all over the place. Oh, we also have a Facebook page, Hero Talk with Talix and Trev. Hit us up on any of those segments, podcast segments, any of those platforms. Let us know what you're thinking, how you're thinking. Hit us up with a 5-star review on iTunes. Let us know how you love us. So, as always, this has been Hero Talk with Talix and Trev with our special guest.
Clean day, but I got one thing to say. If you can subscribe, subscribe.
Most definitely subscribe if you can subscribe. This has been Hero Talk with Talix and Trev in Queen Bay. I'm Talix.
And I'm Trev.
And I'm Queen Bay. That no one knows me.
No, we all know you. Because when there's a hero, we talk.